From the American College of Financial Services, it's time for Next Gen in 10. For the next 10 minutes, join our host, Alana Phillips, as she speaks with industry leaders and insightful guests about topics relevant to up-and-coming financial professionals.
Hey, Next Gen, it's Alana Phillips here, back with the Modern Wealth Design team. I have Hannah, Nicole, and Adam here to continue the conversation. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Alana, we're happy to be here.
I'm really excited for this, Hannah. We're going to do something a little bit different since our audience cannot see the office space that you are in. And this is a very important part, I think, of a brand, an experience, all things that we've been talking about in our conversation with your team. And that experience beginning with when somebody walks into your office, you've made some specific choices. Hannah, can you walk the audience through what does the office look like when a client comes in?
Yeah, so we're excited to talk about this. Opening our office at the end of last year is probably the highlight for our team. And we're super happy and super proud about what we were able to accomplish here. So first of all, we're located in Old Town Orange in Southern California. So the city itself is a historic city. We are amongst a circle, basically, of tons of restaurants and businesses, and there's also a college right down the street. So very happening, very lively place to be. And when you walk into our office, you're in our reception area. There's a bright sign that has our logo, our name on it. There's nice, comfortable, modern chairs. And then you're directed into our conference room. Now, our conference room is probably the favorite place in the whole office because everything is very light, very airy, and modern. That was really the theme that we were going for. Modern, minimalistic. You're not going to see pictures of our families, our friends, or anything like that in the office because we really wanted it to be minimalistic and not be too cluttered. So you're going to see a lot of pieces, a lot of furniture that I would say leans more towards mid-century modern, but it just has a really clean and fresh feel.
I noticed there are no images on the wall of, like, you know, beaches or mountain ranges, which I tend to see in advisors' offices. Just like there's a lot of that, again, generic sort of canned stock images. You've got an image behind you. I think it's a moose in, I don't know if it's a castle. There's a beautiful room with a fireplace. You've got an astronaut, like a metallic astronaut statue, like really interesting elements I have not seen in any other advisor's office.
Yeah, we really wanted it to be unique and really interesting and different from your normal financial advisor office. And we do think that that has come to life through the pieces we're able to put in here. And it really was a collective effort too, between the three of us. We really collaborated so that we could build a space that we all felt comfortable and we all felt really represented our brand.
Hannah, that's awesome. And I would love to hear if you can take us through a verbal tour of the last couple spaces in your office.
Yeah. So in addition to the conference room, we also have our staff area and kitchen, and it's very open. We have two staff desks and our kitchen. We have a really nice coffee machine that we love to make cappuccinos in, which I think is unique. Mm-hmm. And we have a sign on the wall above our staff desk that's covered in greenery. We have a neon sign with our name on it. So that's probably the coolest piece of, you know, artwork, I guess, that we have in that room. The other office we have is one that Nicole and I share. And that office, the shades and tones that we have are a lot of pinks and neutrals. So it's a bit of a girlier office, but it definitely fits the vibe for Nicole and I.
That's awesome. Well, as someone who has spent a lot of time in advisors' offices, and for anybody that follows me on Instagram knows I have, like, one of my stories is just like office visits. There's some very, very interesting offices and some very boring ones. I think that you guys have created a really unique space for your clients to come into. Adam, what has inspired these decisions in terms of the design of your physical space and the experience for your clients being there?
Yeah, when we were choosing the space, you know, we really wanted one to be in a location where it was just always busy. Cole and I drove around a few different downtown areas one day and just kind of took notes of the morning, afternoon, and evening foot traffic. And the Old Town Orange space had basically the exact clientele we were looking for morning, afternoon, and evening. And then as far as like our actual office goes, you know, the mid-century modern really just hit home with us in terms of the brand and literally the word modern in our name. And then as far as the client experience goes, you know, when they are coming through the office and entering into the different spaces, that's something I think that the three of us are good at, is when we are out and in the world, we are always keeping our eyes open to the five-star experiences that we're getting from other locations. So when a client walks in into our reception area and they are greeted while they're waiting for the meeting to start with a physical menu that where they can offer, or, you know, where they can order food and drinks from while they wait, you know, that came from an experience that we had while meeting with a mortgage company. You know, I walked in and they gave me a menu and I was just kind of blown away by this one simple thing created an amazing start to that experience. And we went wine tasting one time, and when you walked in, there was sort of this amazing setup in their meeting area, if you will, their conference room, where we did the wine tasting. And it was almost like there was an agenda of the wines that you were about to experience and a notebook there so you could take notes on the wines and all of this. And instantly I'm pulling my phone out and taking pictures of this, because this is the exact feel that we want for our conference room. And we literally copied the setup of the agenda and the layout of the pens and the notepads and the menu that you could, you know, decide what platform you're going with. So we're just, again, really trying to absorb the five-star experiences we get elsewhere and incorporate that into our practice.
Thank you for that thought. I'm going to pause us right there and we'll be back in just a minute.
Give your clients the retirement security they need with our Retirement Income Certified Professional designation. Visit theamericancollege.edu/RICP to learn more.
Learn how a goal-based approach redefines 21st century investment with our Wealth Management Certified Professional designation. Bring your value to a new level at theamericancollege.edu/WMCP.
And we're back with the Modern Wealth Design team. We'll pick up where we left off. I don't know that I have come across a wine-inspired planning experience yet, so I think that's really cool. I like, Adam, also what you said. You described all of these things that have inspired you as five-star experiences and really taking things to that level. I know you had mentioned there's another element. I think it was your welcome box. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so once someone's gone through the full discovery process with us and has agreed to move forward with a planning fee, we like to send them a welcome box. And in our welcome box, which is mailed to them, and again, part of the experience is like the excitement that you get, right? Anytime you order something off of Amazon and you're excited to open your door and there's 30 boxes sitting outside like at my house, you know, the excitement of getting this box branded as Modern Wealth Design, they open it up. Immediately at the top, there's an envelope that has a very nice welcome letter that talks about, you know, the process that we're going to go through together to create a plan for them. And then there's a pamphlet that goes through the elements that we talked about in our discovery process. What are the things that are valuable to you as our clients? We want you to know that we heard you. We want you to see that we're addressing the goals that you talked about and how we're going to address those goals. So that's also in that envelope. And then there's, you know, we generally give out mugs and pens, things like that. But, you know, I met with a coworker of ours one time and we were sitting in the office and I looked over and there was a really neat box sitting there, you know, on her desk. And I said, you know, what's that? And she was immediately a raving fan of this shampoo company that she signed up for virtually and was sent this welcome box that not only had the shampoos in it and this amazing letter, but the ingredients to her shampoos that were specific to her based on her, you know, I'll call it her discovery process through this. And, you know, our letter and this sort of welcome pamphlet that we give is directly inspired by that experience. And she was a raving fan of that. And we hope that our clients are raving fans of our welcome box.
I feel like boxes have really had a glow up. Like everything has this beautiful welcome box or a cool experience of unboxing things. So I hope that our listeners are inspired, Adam, and thank you for sharing the details of those experiences and how you are always on the lookout for enhancing, improving, changing up that five-star experience. I know we mentioned that the physical space or physical location of your office was important in terms of the population of Old Town Orange and those being potential clients. Nicole, can you talk a little bit about that community piece and how your physical location gets you involved in the community?
Yeah, as soon as we moved into this office space, which was back in September of last year, we immediately started meeting our new neighbors and different businesses in Old Town Orange. So right away, they wanted to write an article about us being new to the neighborhood, and that attracted a lot of clients to us and immediately got our brand out there. So that was really cool. And we also were just recently featured in another article talking about our social media. But we continue to meet with other businesses here in the circle and continue those relationships with them.
Yeah, I know you mentioned you've got some presentations planned where you'll be going out into the community and educating them. Can you talk about that too?
Yeah, we're right across the street from a senior center. So we went and introduced ourselves, told them what we do, where we're located. And we have some presentations coming up in the next couple of months to do different topic presentations on investments, Social Security, and we're hoping that we get a lot of people to join those presentations.
I love it. There's a nice strategy to that, being in physical proximity to folks that might be needing your help, that can be a part of the communities and these different platforms, and probably necessary coming out of pandemic. There's a mix of folks that want that virtual option that you offer, as well as this in-person experience. Is the feedback that you've received from your clients about these elements of your modern office, is it positive? Are you getting feedback from them? What does it sound like?
Yeah, it's definitely all been positive so far. As soon as our clients walk into our office, they love the artwork that we have. They love the nice, cozy chairs that we have them sit in. The menu they are, you know, extremely happy about. So we've heard nothing but positive feedback, which has been great.
Well, I will definitely be visiting your office for a snack. So thank you for setting up a different kind of office than I think we see in the rest of our industry and thinking about those five-star elements. I hope our audience will take some of these things and look at their office space and consider how they could make it a little more modern. Thank you for sharing those secrets with us and for being here with us today, Modern Wealth Design Team.
Thank you. We had a great time.
For more episodes of this and other podcasts, visit theamericancollege.edu/podcasts. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review. This has been Next Gen in 10, brought to you by the American College of Financial Services.